thank you again for joining with us on today.
Yes.
God is good, worthy to be praised. Thanks for coming back again and gathering around the Word of God with us today.
Yes.
We're going to pick up where we left off with fully relying on God, excuse me, and just, you know, just taking that time to just expound upon that.
Mm-hmm.
It's so generic, as we had said it before. You know, trust in the Lord. Okay, how do you trust in the Lord? You know, it's just... It's not enough. It's not incorrect, but it's definitely incomplete.
Right.
So how do you, you know, trust and rely on him? And just to kind of do a quick recap of our last session, you know, the definition fully was completely, entirely, to the furthest extent.
Mm-hmm.
And then relying, depend on with full trust, confidence, the belief that one can rely on.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. We talk about it all the time. Dependable, you know. In the workplace, I'm notorious for that. I'm telling somebody and I'm asking, listen, can you show up? If you can't show up, we got a problem.
That's right.
If you can't be here on time, we got an issue.
Because
this, and this needs to happen and patients are waiting for you. So if you don't meet this one, this is not going to work because I'm looking for someone that I can rely on.
Right.
Them showing up allows me to sleep. So... can you be here? You know, but then likewise, same thing. Who can we rely on where we're not terrified at night?
Right.
Where, regardless of what is happening in the world that we see on the news, who are we relying on so that we can rest?
Right.
So that we can have peace.
Mm-hmm.
Peace and sending, you know, your family into the world, period. You know, if you listen to and watch the news all day, you don't want to go to your doorstep.
That's right.
And you just want to go get the mail and come right back, you know. But you can't live like that. God has not given us the spirit of fear.
That's right.
But that of power, love, and a sound mind.
Mm-hmm.
And which brings us back to who can you depend on to have a sound mind?
That's right.
Who can you fully rely on? And we know the answer is the Lord.
Yes. Yes.
And I think... we see it, you know, trust is placed in many places, but very few in times of conversation we hear, you know, just in general, you know, people relying on the Lord, you know, they rely on a warranty. We talk about that, you know, they tell you everything is covered, then they lie through their teeth and nothing's covered. You know, we just had this issue last week. You know, when, person I was working with and, she said, oh, you know, we have this coverage, you know, if the car breaks down or whatever. And I said, okay, so what are we going to do about that? The people they called, no one was available. So they're sitting out there another 3 hours, didn't get home until 12:30, you know. And she said, well, I should have got, you know, I should have had this one instead. But they said this was here. I said, yeah. So you're paying for it. Thinking, she said, yes, thinking I could. I said, rely. So yeah, she could rely on it. And she couldn't. You know, that whole situation. So, you know, in general, in their day-to-day, we put our faith and trust in a whole bunch of people, and none of them are God.
That's right.
So, I just think getting back to the, you know, first base, first steps, who do we trust, who do we rely on?
Yes.
So, when we ended, and you had brought up, which is one of my, again, favorite scriptures, Psalm 37:5, and the NLT said, commit everything you do to the Lord, trust him, and he will help you.
Yes.
But in the Message translation, it says, open up before God, keep nothing back, which I absolutely love.
That's right.
He knows what's going on. Why are you holding on to it?
Right.
He knows how you feel about it. He knows the situation. He knows what's surrounding it. You know, and understanding that God has given us everything that pertains unto life and godliness.
Yes.
He had an answer. It just said, he answered it. They had an answer at the very beginning.
Yes.
So before it even showed up, an answer was already there.
Already.
So why not give it to the one who already has the answer?
Yes.
You know, so it's like a builder. You know, they make all, you know, these homes, and then all of a sudden they've got a safe house, a safe room, and this, that, and the other. Oh, nobody knows where it is. Let's find a builder, because he knows what he put in there. So likewise, the Lord. Well, he knows how to get out of that maze. He knows how to get you to your expected end. Jeremiah 29:11.
That's right.
The plans that he has for you, they're good and not of evil. He has an expected end for you, which is not destruction.
That's
it's
right.
It's quiet as it's kept.
That's right.
But open up before God and keep nothing back. Lord, I don't like this situation.
That's
Lord,
right.
Lord, this is not how this was supposed to go. What are we going to do about this?
Mm-hmm.
But this is the best part of this Psalm 37:5 in the Message. He'll do whatever needs to be done.
That's right. Yes.
Whatever needs to be done.
Yes.
And, you know, living under this open, you know, this open covenant of grace, whatever needed to be done was Jesus.
Yes.
That is the final.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Who could take care of our sins? Jesus. Who could heal us?
Jesus. Mm-hmm.
So whatever needed to be done, he sent the one.
That's right.
To make sure whatever needed to be done will be done.
That's right.
I love that.
Me too.
That is the absolute cover of all of it. Whatever you needed, I sent the one.
Yes.
I sent the fixer. It was that movie, you know, I always have a movie reference. But I think it was like The Accountant, you know, it really wasn't an accountant.
Right.
It was kind of like a hitman. Well, so the fixer. Jesus was the fixer.
Yes.
He took care of all of that.
Thank you,
but
Jesus.
Going back to he'll do whatever needs to be done, mm-hmm. you know, the example that we were talking about was Joshua.
Mm-hmm.
In Joshua 10, it's really 7 through 12, just to, you know, put a little context in that, Joshua was in a serious battle. Mm-hmm. Of course, Joshua is my homie because, you know, Joshua 1:9 is my birth scripture, so you know I love that anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was digging through and reading, I think it was something... It's something like 1 million people were there to fight, but not on our side.
Whoa.
Not on Joshua's side. And she's like, I can't imagine.
No.
It absolutely is kind of like Lord of the Rings. You see all those monsters out there in the hills. It seems like they're never going to go away. They look like trees, but they're monsters. Never. It was like never ending. But Joshua went ahead and put up his prayer. Mm-hmm. And he asked the Lord to make the sun stand still and the moon to stand still. And so just the recap of that again, which I still love. I could read this all day and never be upset. So we talked about it, his request, it was slightly inaccurate, but obviously the Lord knew what he was trying to get at.
Mm-hmm.
So he asked him to, when Joshua called for the sun and the moon to stand still, God made the earth stand still instead.
Mm-hmm.
He made the earth, which brings me to my point. Somebody must have known the Bible. The day the earth stood still.
I'm telling you. That's right.
So, had to come from somewhere. So I said, well, somebody been reading the Bible.
That's right.
At the end of the day, that's what
still.
It was.
The
day
that?
The earth stood still. Well, that's when the day the earth stood still, because bottom line is Joshua knew in order to get the advantage of the enemy, he needed more daylight. We always talk about a burning daylight, burning sunlight.
Mm-hmm.
He needed that daylight to continue to defeat the enemy.
Right.
So he didn't need the moon moving anywhere.
Mm-mm.
And he definitely didn't need the sun to set.
No.
So that was his request, but the mechanics of it weren't exactly correct. But the Lord was like, no problem. I do whatever needs to be done.
That's right.
Whatever it takes to get you to the outcome. How many of us can sit and say that we have that much trust and reliance upon God in that situation? Just to say, Lord, I rely on you enough to know you do whatever needs to be done.
That's right.
Whatever it is.
That's right.
And we've said it before. He'll move out one and put in another.
Yes.
Whatever it takes. If there's something that was not created before, he'll make sure it's created just for you.
Mm-hmm.
If there's a plan that never existed, he'll make sure there's one just for you.
That's right.
If you've never, we've never done this before in our entire history of the company, except for today.
That's right.
Today is your day.
Mm-hmm.
He'll do whatever needs to be done up and to and whatever after him, even making the earth stand still.
Good Lord.
I got nothing.
That's deep.
That's
mind blowing. Yeah, and you know, that just rocked me. You know, just looking at that, I was like, wow. Because the Lord said, I will fight for you.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
He said, I will fight for you. Mm-hmm. You need only to be still. That's Exodus 14:14 in the NIV. See, it says, at times like these, trusting God to handle an issue when we don't know what to do turns things that look hopeless into win-win situations.
I love it.
Win-win situations. Mm-hmm. Just like you were saying, well, we've never done that before. You're going to do it today. And Morgan, I was talking before, I said, you know what? The Lord just don't talk to us.
Right.
He even tells unbelievers what to do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
If something needs to be changed mm-hmm. for your good, mm-hmm. and it's going to be, it has to come through an unbeliever, he'll even tell them what to do.
Yes.
And they'll do it.
And they'll do it.
And later on, they might even say, now, why did I do that? Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter. You did it.
Example of Mama and Pop-Up's house.
That's right. When Daddy got that house.
Yep.
The Lord made sure that man was not there just one day. He was out that one day because he did everything he could to keep him from getting that house. Mm-hmm. And the Lord had that man out one day. And that's the Lord says, you go now. Mm-hmm. He put us all in the car, went to the place.
Gave him a deposit.
Man was there, a new man. Gave him a deposit, wrote up all the paperwork. It's yours. Man, the next day that guy came and had a fit. But it was nothing he could do because there's a contract signed and sealed.
With money.
And you got a deposit.
Yes.
Everything you thought you were going to do to keep him from getting it, God moved you out and put another in.
Yes.
He said, I'll fight for you. That's all you it. Need to do, just be still.
Be still.
Be still. Mm-hmm. See, the thing is, God envisions good things for us.
He does.
Not evil or harmful things.
No.
We can put our full confidence mm-hmm. and trust in this, mm-hmm. that he has a perfect plan for our lives. Mm-hmm. And studying his word on this and coming before him in prayer allows us to begin to see mm-hmm. that plan materialize.
Yes. Yes.
Really, mm-hmm. that's how it goes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It says, I know, this is Jeremiah 29:11 mm-hmm. and 12 in the Message. It says, I know what I'm doing.
All right.
This is the Lord saying, I know what I'm doing.
That's what I'm talking about.
I have it all planned out. Mm-hmm. Plans to take care of you, mm-hmm. not to abandon you. Plans to give you the future you hope for.
All right.
Mm-hmm. You know what he says, I'll give you the desires of your heart? Mm-hmm. See? So he'll make sure it's right.
That's right. Right.
That you hope for, because he know, yeah, mm-hmm. that's my hope for them too. Mm-hmm. When you call on me, I'll listen.
I love that.
Lord said, when you call me, I'll listen. That's all you got to do. Just call him. Mm-hmm. But we won't call him. Mm-hmm. He said, just call him.
Just call me.
He's like, now, I don't bother Moke. And I always tell him, I said, Moke, now, I know what kind of day you have. And I know all the patience and the place and everything you have going on. If I call you, you know, there's got to be something. It ain't just say, hey, babe, how you doing? Even if I do say, hey, babe, how you doing? She's like, what's up, Mom?
What's up?
Because she knows I'm not going to just call to say, what kind of day you having?
Hi.
Right, because I can text you and do that.
Hey, sugar puppy. Hey, little fella.
But see, God is so, he doesn't have a problem with us.
Hey, little fella.
You know, because he's listening.
Yeah.
He said, when you call on me, I listen.
Yeah.
He's just waiting to hear from us.
Reliable.
He is. Mm-hmm. He's reliable, and he wants us to rely on him. Yes. Regardless of what we see going on around us, mm-hmm. we have divine protection. We have, you know what? Isaiah 43:2 says in the NLT, when you go through rivers of difficulty, mm-hmm. I love this one too. It says, you will not drown.
All right.
When you walk through the fire of oppression, mm-hmm. you will not be mm-hmm. burned up.
All right.
The flames will not consume you. Mm-hmm. Because God is always bigger than our troubles. Mm-hmm. He will uphold us.
Yes.
He'll make sure our clothes, just like the Hebrew
yeah.
boys. Mm-hmm. Your clothes won't even smell like smoke. Now, just think about that. Like, what? Now, the jokers that took and turned that fire up even hotter.
And threw them in.
To throw them in, they all died. That's how hot it was.
It's ignorant.
Isn't that something?
So horrible.
But yet and still, when the Hebrew boys came out, they didn't even smell like smoke.
Smell like smoke during casual barbecue.
Please. Somebody could be cooking something and you just happen to come by and next thing you know, it's in your clothes. If you're cooking something on the stove and it starts to burn.
I smell like smoked meat for days.
He's like, oh my God, I gotta get that smell out of here. But they went into a furnished area that the heat was so hot that the ones that put them in there got burnt and they died from that. But the Lord is letting you know, the flames will not consume you.
Yes.
Will not.
I can keep them.
Will not. Mm-hmm. That's what happens when you rely on Him.
Yes.
Am I right?
As it is.
You're right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's about, it comes to just relying on Him and that pause that we're talking about, because the situations are going to come.
Yes.
So I think a lot of times, not I think, we've all talked about it. For some ridiculous reason, you know, people in general think that people that go to church, nothing's going to happen to them, including those people that go to church. I don't know what you're smoking.
Right.
Of course, something's going to happen. But the thing is, how do you respond when it happens?
Yes.
You know, I kind of laugh sometimes, you know, like when the kids were little and they would fall and skin up their knees and stuff. You've got one of two ways of handling that. Mm-hmm. You can flip out when they skin a knee, which is going to cause a child to lose it.
Yes.
And scream their face off. Mm-hmm. Or you could do a little behavior mod and change what would be the response. Like, awesome. Yes. Wipe out. And then they're like, oh, look. So have a different reaction because it's how they responded differently in that situation. So, you know, and we've seen it. What is our first response?
Yes.
What is the first responder
yes.
on that?
That's right.
You know, are you going to respond with mouthing off or are you going to respond with, I fully rely on God, even in the midst of this ugly, disgusting, didn't know where it came from situation, am I going to rely on God? Mm. You know, and one of the scriptures that, you know, I looked at, I think it's Psalm 77:18, but talks about, again, the children of Israel, when they're leaving Egypt.
Yes.
You know, the process of that was, you know, like, there was no Exodus. They were Exodus.
That's right.
So, they're like, I wonder what I have to refer to. Nothing. This is it.
That's right.
You're up, kid. But when they were leaving, like, you've got the Red Sea before you, and you've got Pharaoh's army behind you, and all these people. Mm-hmm. What you gonna do?
I know that's right.
And I would have been my response also.
Yes.
But more to the point, God had a way.
Yes.
And that's why I love that scripture. He had a way through the rivers and the water that nobody knew was there.
Didn't even know.
If they sat up all night.
That's right.
How are you going to get 2 million people from one side to the other and nobody has a boat?
Right.
How are you going to get goats and camels and anything else? All the gold that you just took from Egypt. How are you getting that across the street? How are you going to do it? He allowed them to walk on dry land.
That's
dry ground. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. God will do whatever needs to be done.
That's right.
But you got to be able to gather and understand, I have to fully rely on God.
That's it.
I've got to selah. I've got to pause.
Yes.
And think about this situation.
Yes.
Because it is not up to you.
It's not.
And, you know, when you were reading in Exodus, no, God, He said, I will fight for you.
That's right.
I will fight. You know, that's one of my Molly songs.
I know.
Fight for you, man. Yeah. Woo! That song had me like, I love my Molly. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. But yeah, so that's my song.
That's right.
Because He said, I will fight for you.
Yes.
I will fight for you. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's it right there.
Yeah.
Somebody's fighting for you. Somebody's in your corner.
Oh, my God.
But now it's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He is fighting for you.
Ooh.
He made a way.
That's right.
He made a way through the rivers and the waters that nobody knew was there, including Pharaoh, because I'm sure he's like, what? Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know how you are going to walk through dry. And again, you know, we see all the nice adaptations in the movies.
Yeah.
You know, show the little people that bring them across on the stretcher. That is not scripture.
Nope.
Nice.
Cecil B. No sick.
But that is not what it said. It says, not one feeble among them.
There were none sick among them. That's right.
And my favorite, no Phoebe knees.
No Phoebe knees.
No feeble knees.
That's
they walked, the oldest
that's right.
walked across on dry ground.
Absolutely.
They all made it to the other side.
That's just it.
Mm-hmm. God is intent
on
making sure we get to the other side.
Yes, He is.
I don't care what we've experienced, what the doctor has said, what they've seen on the x-ray, what they have seen mm-hmm. on an MRI, what they've seen on whatever. They've never seen anything like it before. It does not matter. He is intent
yes,
to
he
get
is.
Us to the mm-hmm. other side. And not just to the other side, mm-hmm. barely hanging on, mm-hmm. but getting us to the other side.
That's right.
Victorious.
Victorious.
Victorious. Yes. That
Thank
is
you,
such
Jesus.
A difference. Like, you know, of I just got there and I'm barely hanging on.
Yeah.
He has more. He has more for us than that.
Yes, he does.
He has more for
yes,
us.
He
but
does.
That comes from relying on him.
Yes.
And knowing that we can rely on him. And I want to go to Isaiah. Mm-hmm. That's my phone treats me right. Isaiah 64:4 mm-hmm. in the NIV. Hopefully I can get there.
All right.
And again, we talked about this before. A lot of this is just really, it's still going to be a relationship.
Yes, it is.
I don't care.
Yes, it is.
How long it mm-hmm. takes and what would, this is always going to be about our relationship.
That's right.
Always.
Mm-hmm.
So Isaiah, where'd you go, Isaiah? There you go. 64:4 in the NIV. Mm-hmm. Oh, there we go. For from of old, no one has heard nor perceived by the ear, nor has the eye seen a God besides you who works and shows himself active, on behalf of him who earnestly waits for him.
All right. All
and
right.
how many times have we heard, I'm waiting on the Lord. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but not so much.
How you waiting?
How you waiting? Exactly. Is your waiting just chilling?
Right.
You know, like Mickey Mouse, the old one, and he's standing there whistling. Is that how you're waiting? That's not exactly what he's talking about.
Right.
Waiting, that wait is the pause.
That's it.
That wait is the Selah. And that pause, that waiting on the Lord, and this definition, and I heard pastors talk about it, seeking him first before seeking out any human aid.
That's right.
Seeking him first before
yes.
seeking out any human aid.
Yes.
And that's what I'm saying. You can have the best minds on the planet.
Yes.
But did you seek the Lord first? Did you seek his way?
Yes.
Of doing it first. And I'm saying, there could be other ways. I'm sure there are other ways.
Mm-hmm.
And on paper, it may look right. It's the way of man, it seems right.
It seems right. Mm-hmm.
1 + 1 = 2 seems right.
Mm-hmm.
But how are you getting there?
Right.
But when we are fully relying on him, we are seeking him first without seeking any other human aid.
That's right.
Because there is a way through the rivers and water that nobody knew was there.
That's right.
Nobody knew it was there.
Nobody. Nobody but God.
And that's just it. When he was just saying, like, you know what? Do you trust me enough?
Mm.
Do you trust me enough to know that I have the best for you? Do you trust me enough? Do you trust me enough?
Wow.
And this is not an indictment,
no,
you know, on anyone, but it's definitely going to challenge, and me too, because I'm still there every day.
All of us.
You know, the days that I've been really good at listening, and the days I was like, oh man.
Mm-hmm.
You did tell me, you told me, and he's like, yeah. You know, so he's not a, he's definitely not a, I told you so. He could be, but he's
but not.
But he's like, well, you know, I did tell you. He did tell us, you
yes.
know, and just tried to give us that minute.
Yes.
And we'll cover this in the next session, but I think it was Aram, you know, and they were talking about, and we'll get to that battle, you know, and the Lord kind of told him, he's like, dude, I gave you two options. And you two times I gave you to handle the situation, and two times you blew through it.
Wow.
I don't want that to be said.
That's right. No.
That provision was there, and I blew through it.
Yes.
I blew through the stop sign of provision.
Mm-hmm.
That I blew through, you know, kind of like when we play video games, you know, this is your life.
Mm-hmm.
You can go and hit this, and then you have enough lives. I don't want to keep blowing through where my lives were.
Like, I know more than God. Please.
Yeah, and that's just it. And I think it's so easy. Everybody's, oh, I got the car, I got the house, I don't need God. That's the wrong word.
It sure is.
This is like,
that's definitely the wrong word.
It's like standing in water and holding on to electricity. Why would you say that? I would not do that. I wouldn't do that.
That's right.
yeah, like, why would that be there? So just the point of definitely making that active decision.
That's it.
I am going to rely on him.
That's right.
I'm not going to miss any more of God's chances. Mm-mm. I'm not. Mm-mm. I'm not going to miss any chances that he has of deliverance for me.
Yes.
Just to say that I did it. And it's contrary to popular belief. And everybody says, well, you know, he's such a humble person. You know, this individual is such a humble man. You know, he takes the vow of, you know, of I don't want to say fitness or whatever, but, you know, walks around with holes in his shoes. Listen, that just sounds like poor tracking to me.
He wants attention.
But, because you know what? That's not it. A humble man is the man that relies on God.
That's it. Isn't that the truth?
That's the humble man.
That's right. That's
so
right.
That same humble man should have already asked the Lord for another pair of shoes.
I'm just saying. Isn't that the truth?
I'm just being honest, because you know what? That humble man knows with a relationship with God.
Yeah.
God don't want him walking out there like that.
That's right. You representing him. Are you kidding me?
Amongst other things.
Yes.
But that reliance on him, fully relying on him to be your provision. And that's where we're getting to, you mm-hmm. know, so we're going to pick that up with God being our provision. And knowing the ways that he is our provision.
Because he is. And now he's our source of supply.
We thank you for joining us for service today. Before we leave, we would like to give you the opportunity to know Jesus. It's as simple as ABC. I accept God and I acknowledge the sins in my life. I believe that Jesus died on the cross for my sins and I commit my life to you. If you said that simple prayer, we believe that you've been born again. Welcome to the family.